This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, confirmed cases of COVID-19 stand at more than 9.4 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million infections. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 has surpassed 482,000, approximately 122,000 of them in the United States. The number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 is more than 4.7 million. In the United States, some officials are now urging residents to again stay home. That includes the southern state of Texas governor, who had loosened restrictions on business, dining, public gatherings, and tourism. Wednesday, three northeastern states that made progress beating back the pandemic, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, urged visitors arriving from U.S. hotspots to quarantine themselves. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the advisory applied to visitors from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. Australia's military announced Thursday it would send 1,000 troops to Melbourne in an effort to help contain the country's only significant coronavirus outbreak over fears of a second wave. Victoria State has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases, recording almost 150 new infections over the past week as new clusters have emerged in Melbourne. While the numbers remain small compared to global tallies, the outbreak has rattled Australia, which has been rolling back restrictions after successfully curbing the virus spread. Some of the Australian Defence Force will help monitor returned international travelers being held in hotel quarantine, while others will provide logistical and medical support to COVID-19 testing facilities. This is VOA News. Coronavirus cases are climbing rapidly among young adults in a number of states where bars, stores, and restaurants have reopened, a generational shift that not only puts them in greater peril than many realize, but poses an even bigger danger to older people who cross their paths. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
National figures show as states have begun reopening, people 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19. During the first week of June, every age group saw an increase in cases, but the numbers shot up fastest in this younger group. With the shift, some hospitals are seeing a smaller share of their COVID-19 patients needing intensive care treatment, such as breathing machines. But as the mayor of Oklahoma City, David Holt, points out, young people don't live in some sort of bubble and could be standing next to you at a wedding or serving you a meal in a restaurant. I'm Ben Thomas.
A new U.S. government report on terrorism warns major victories against terror groups such as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have so far failed to stem their spread across the world. The State Department released its annual terror assessment Wednesday, hailing, quote, major strides in Washington's ongoing effort to curb terrorism. They point to the defeat of the Islamic State Caliphate in Iraq and Syria, the killing of former IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and the killing of Hamza bin Laden, the son of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden. But the report found none of that was enough, concluding, quote, despite these successes, dangerous terrorist threats persisted, end quote. U.S. House Democrats blasted Attorney General William Barr at a hearing Wednesday over accusations he improperly meddled in criminal cases and antitrust probes for political gain. They stopped short of pledging to take any steps to oust the nation's top law enforcement official. A Justice Department spokeswoman tweeted Wednesday that Barr would voluntarily appear to testify in front of the committee July 28th. Wednesday, Polish President Andrzej Duda became the first foreign leader to visit U.S. President Donald Trump since the coronavirus pandemic led to global lockdowns. The two leaders said they looked forward to signing a defense cooperation agreement. Duda's visit appeared aimed at boosting his reelection campaign. Poland's nationwide presidential vote is Sunday. A Hague-based special prosecutor indicted Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi and nine others Wednesday for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed during Kosovo's 1998-99 war for independence from Serbia. The special prosecutor's office alleged in a press release the 10 people charged were, quote, criminally responsible for nearly 100 murders during the war. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.